Hello, it's Rich Wilson aboard Great American 3. It's Monday, December 8th. Our position is 44 degrees south and 11.5 degrees east. We're on a course of southeast at the moment, trying to get down into some stronger winds and then over east to the next ice gate, which is still quite a ways away. And we now have the Reacher up and one reef in the main. Been going along an incredibly beautiful day, which is pretty unusual for the Southern Ocean, but we're not quite that deep in the Southern Ocean yet. But crystal clear blue skies, sparkling waves, birds flying around, not a cloud anywhere except low over the horizon, the bank of clouds that we left this morning. And we did two jibes in the middle of the day. We got an unexpected change in wind direction that took us further to the south. Didn't really want to go in that direction, so we jibed, and then that direction wasn't working pretty well either, more to the east-northeast, so jibe back, because the, all the weather forecasts have suggested we should get a header, which means the wind will shift more into the west and push us back down, in a sense, to our ice gate. So that has been happening the last couple of hours. We have had a bit of a change of wind, and boat was rocketing along with the full main on the Reacher, and then it started to get a little windier because there is another system to the south, as there always is, it seems here. And so we were going along 15, 16, 17 knots fairly steadily, not the crazy surges to over 20 knots. In the larger waves that gave us where we had the chance to surf, but here we're just sort of sailing along in fairly calm seas. But when we finally did put the bow under, and water came all the way back up over the cabin into the cabin top, into the cockpit, then I thought maybe time to take some strain off the boat, take some strain off the autopilot as well. So we put a reef in, which took a little bit of time. It took about 15 minutes to do each of the jibes earlier in the day, so not an easy maneuver. You got to do it very, very, very carefully, particularly to get the running backstay, which holds mast up from the back, set on the new side before any load is taken by the sail and onto that mast. So I also had a nice conversation earlier in the day with the radio vacances people at the Paris Boat Show, which I went to a couple of years ago to talk to people about doing this, and that is the single world's largest boat show, the most interesting, the most spectacular, and just fantastic. And they have these live interviews with the skippers right there, broadcast over the entire boat show, which consists of three enormous buildings and every boat imaginable, and some unimaginable, many unimaginable. So that was good, and they're terrific about that. I talk with them, the Radio Vacances people, about every third day, and it's a super way to promote the sport, to have these live conversations with the skippers at sea. And also had sent off an email to my friend Unai Pasurko on Paquia Piscaya, who unfortunately had to retire from the race with a rudder problem, and got a nice one back from him today, saying he's heartbroken to have to retire, but seamanship prevails. And I had said said to him, I will with our friendship, I will carry him around the world with me. And, a little bit of him and Paquia will be on board Great American 3. Wonderful guy, and really, really disappointed to not have him out here. It's lonelier in the race without Unai here. So anyway, I guess that's about it for today. We're still losing a little bit of ground on this mid-pack. We just can't seem to keep the boat speed up with them, even though we've been going along at what I think is a good clip. But Artemis is a new boat, and Aviva is a new boat. Arnaud Boissier is doing a fantastic job on Aquina, which is an older boat. full regeneration boat, and he's doing a super job, and so is Steve White. Had all those changes that they made with a last-minute sponsor just before the start, in the last like 3 weeks before the start, and he's doing a fantastic job as well up there, just rocketing along. So anyway, we're doing our best too here. And boats together, we solved battery problem. It looks like by happenstance last night, their battery monitor problem, more like it. And so that makes us feel a little bit better that everything's okay electrically. So anyway, that's it for today. We'll check in with you again tomorrow. Great American 3 off and clear.